Parshas Maaseh, since it's the first time in about 3 months that Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael are reading the same parsha, can you hear the Yisoid of Parshas Maaseh has to do with everybody the same? And it certainly does. The Rishonim, the Ramban, the first Ramban of the parsha, is Ma'ir, and Rishonim will speak about what was the tachlis of the Torah telling us all the Maaseh. Eila Masa B'nei Yisrael, she got married to Samuel Tzivoy Islam, and it continues with the Arboy Mishtayim Asois, continuing for Pasuk after Pasuk, telling me exactly where Klal Yisrael went. So Rashi says, Ramban brings it down also, that it's like Diyah Tevasav Shalakadosh, Hasadav Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, that Be'etzem in the 38 years that they were traveling, they only went 20 Masois, he says. 14 were before the Gzero, 8 were after. So at the end of the day, they really only went 20 Masois in 38 years. That means they Kamat didn't travel. Kamat didn't travel. As many people hear that in Eretz Yisrael, they came to Eretz Yisrael, they could be in 4 or 5 years in the first year. So, it's not Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael didn't have to travel so much. The Rambam, Amor Nevuchim, says something else. He says that the tachlis of a Nes is that people should see from the Nes and see the Bo'er Olam. He says people wouldn't, that Dor knew exactly where they went through, but people hearing what happened in later Doris wouldn't appreciate what a Nes it was, because they would say, ah, where were you then already? Mustama, they were not too far from the Garden State Parkway. There was rest stops on the side, there's places to get food, places to get drink. The Meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote exactly where each place was, where every Masa was, that they should know. They should know, all the future generations should know, look it up on a map and be able to see exactly where they were. They were nowhere near civilization. And that which they were able to survive and have food and drink, that was clearly a Nes min HaShemayim. But the Rishonim like to say that the purpose of Masoris is to tell you that it's not just Klal Yisrael that has Masoris. And everybody has their own Masoris, as they say. There's Membez Masoris, they say Kenegid Hashem Hashem, Shem Shem Membez. All the tachlis of all the Masoris at the end of the day is to get to the Shem Hashem. It's all for the purpose of bringing you towards your Avodas Hashem. And everybody in their life, they have different stops and different places where they end off. And sometimes, like it's Mavur, the Rishonim bring down, one place they stayed in 19 years, one place they stayed for a day. Sometimes a person, his stop is years on end, and sometimes it's a day. And Lav Dafka is the stop that he's there for 19 years, accomplished more than the stop that he's there for a day. As a matter of fact, Yesh Kerner Loma B'Shoachas, right? Bocha Rebbe, Yesh Kerner Loma B'Shoachas, that there's ability that a person to be Kerner his Erlom B'Shoachas, and that really means the tikkun that he has to do, that depending on exactly what the situation is, it could very well be that 1 hour or 1 day could two-life more than 19 years. They say that Yofa Sha'achas shall true mice David Miel Mazem and Kol Chayelim Abo. So a lot of the Rishonim say that the Yofa Sha'achas, they bring down all the Matayin, all the different Tzurim, all the different stories that Chazal mention, Blessed Ben Dordio and other people, that Pesha'achas they were able to be Zechat to the entire Elam Abo. That means people worked. Yesh Kano Elome Bekama Shonim, Yesh Kano Elome Bishalachas. There's a possibility to be Kano Elome Bishalachas. The Nekuda is, the limud is really that every place that a person is, every place that a person finds himself, he has to do what he could do in his Avodas Hashem to make it that it's the best possible place. And sometimes it's taka very hard, sometimes it's things seem to be going not like the way that he wants them to go. And fakert, sometimes that's good for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not that the 19 years that everything is going fine, everything's going dandy, and everything is smooth sailing. You don't have to go anywhere, you don't have to move anywhere, you don't lose your glasses, and everything is fine, and your clothing is being everything is just fine. They have food, they have drink, they have clothing, they don't have to do anything. Sometimes it's fakert, like the Balei Musar and the Hasidim, I think they both say the same words. Don't say when you have time, I'm going to learn. Maybe the Kaddish Baruch wants you to learn in a massive of Leitipane, where you talk it don't have the time. Where you talk it shver, and you talk it's a massive where you're not so concentrated, and you don't have the ability, and the thing's going on, and you're not into it, and you're not. It's that massive where, you know, I'll just wait till it passes, and then I'll be able to get back to myself. No, fakert. Shema lo yitipone. Maybe dafka the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see how you're going to be in this situation, how a person's going to act in that situation. Generally, a person can know. Very often, a person can know that what his avoda is in when he gets to different places, different halakim in his life, to know what his tafkid is. It's very often when he has certain things that somebody just told me now. He's speaking to an Adam Gadol. He's asking him, he had some issues in his life and he didn't know what he should do about it. Where he did a Cheshbon Nefesh and he couldn't really point a finger to exactly what it should be, that it should be connected. Gitzer, he spoke to an Adam Gadol. And the Lord said, what am I supposed to do? I'm a Navi, I should tell you what to work on. You know, but you really want to know what to work on? Those things that are really hard for you to work on, and you just keep them sweeping underneath the carpet. That's what it is. Things that you don't want to work on because it's too hard and you can't, and it's not for me. And b'chulu. Very often it's those things. It's the things that people encounter or having much difficulty with. Very often that's the person's tafkin. So you can either just say this is too difficult for me to work on, or this is actually what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to work on. And vifu mekan, we could. It's a cute story that they say. I don't know, from the Arizal. So somebody came to. Is Tam the Rizal, there's a person that his wife was Mamash a witch. And whatever he would ask for, she would do the exact opposite. So Mamash like the case of Rabbi Chiya Nigma, that he would ask for chicken and he would give meat. And she would ask for meat and he'd give chicken. He had to go to the south and she'd go to the north. Mamash exactly opposite, make his life miserable. Because he went running to the Rizal and he says, what am I supposed to do? So the Rizal says, you should just know that in the last Gilgal, it was the other way around. You were shepherding your wife the whole time. Mainly, they sent you down here to get it back. And this is your tafkid. Your tafkid is to be safe with this. The kids are, he knows this is his tafkid. He's laughing. Next time he goes and he asks his wife, no, please can you prepare for me chicken? And she prepares meat. And he says, ah, niflamoy, meat is delicious. It's amazing. And she says, well, he says, let's go down for the summer, let's go to the south. And she says, no, we're going to the north. Oh, amazing. The north is just as good. Terrific. Everything is great. Gets her after a few weeks. She says, what's going on here? What's the deal? How come all of a sudden you're so happy with everything that I'm doing? Gets her. She ekes it out of him. He says, listen here, I went to the Rizal. He told me this is my tafkid. So, I shouldn't be happy? This is my tafkid? She says, yeah, this is your tafkid. This is how you're getting your chicken? He says, yeah. Okay, said it. Next time he asks for chicken, she gives him chicken. You're not going to get your tafkid. That's it. That's how much of a witch you want. You're not going to get your tafkid. Whatever he wanted, she gave it exactly. She became the best wife as possible. Now, he really didn't know what to do. Running back to the Arizal. He says, Arizal, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to get my tafkid. He said, no, you're making your tafkid. That was it. I said, why wasn't he after? He's on to the next thing. Everybody has the things that they have to misakin, and that's it. Pass one, you go on to the next. You were in one masa, that's it. And when you were in Eretz Yisrael, this was it. We went to America, was this. This is you lived in this apartment, this is here. It was in that city, it's there. Everybody has. To chop a rein, whatever it is that a person could, especially when a person is Eretz Yisrael, it's years that, to a certain extent, it's similar to the Midbar. What does that mean? You're not going too far. You're not traveling too, generally. You don't have to go too far to get to Yeshiva. You don't have to go too far to, people aren't traveling to other cities for bar mitzvahs every other night. And you're not going, misaviv, ba'asem. Not that there are other things that come up and you have to go to Chutzlar, it's Bechulu. But on a general, weekly, monthly basis, generally people aren't jumping around too much. You're not too far from Yeshiva. You're the food is not too far away. You don't have to get in the car every time they want to go anywhere. It's you're living in a type of matziv which you don't have very often anywhere else. And Befrat, the Ramban says on this week's parasha, he says, it's Mechlekes Rishonim, but he says, that on the pasuk, "Vayirashtem es ha'aretz v'yashavtem bo, ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz al reshes iso." The Rabban says, "Al daiti zu mitzas esehi, ze mitzas asei to live itzavo isom sheyeshu be'aretz v'yirshu iso ki yunasna lehem, v'yimasu benachlas Hashem." It's a tzivo. It's a mitzas asei to live in Eretz Yisrael, and they shouldn't be mayas in it. They shouldn't be mayas in Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, he says that's the reason why that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the gvulos. It's not clear. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu give us the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference? So Rashi says, when you get to different mitzvahs, Chutzlar, Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, you should know exactly where the mitzvah is. got to know this is the mitzvah. This is the, these are the places. This is where you should conquer v'chulu, because this is where you have a mitzvah. It's one of the only mitzvahs which is continuous. Every second you have a mitzvah. You're totally surrounded. They say sukkah is also the person in the sukkah. The entire time is in the sukkah that he has. He's surrounded by it. He's living in the mitzvah. Nochanan. I once saw Rabbi Yankel in Galinsky. He said it's a mitzvah d'araisa. According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah d'araisa to live in Eretz Yisrael. And we pass the mitzvah tzriuchas kavan, and it's ma'akiv by l'chol apachas by d'araisa. It's ma'akiv. So put it in mechaven. But he says the same way that we find by tzitzis, that before you put the tzitzis into the hole, you be mechaven, I want to be mechaven for the tzitzis, and then whatever you do afterwards, you don't have to be saying it every second. Every is al pi. So he says, say it once, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael, I'm being mechaven, I'm in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and that's it. Cruise control. After that, you're just going to chutzlar to come back, you have to say it again. But it's a mitzvah zaseh. It's a mitzvah zaseh to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting, the Nesivis, he says, the Chavis Das, he says, V'lo yimasu b'nachas Hashem, says the Ramban. Interesting, the Nesivis says, on Eicho, in his Pirush on Eicho, so he says, what's the purpose of Eicho? We're stam lamenting, we're saying, we're kvetching over what happened in the past. He says, Zichrona. He says, all the psukim are to tell me what they have to do, what they did wrong, and what they need to do to rectify what they did in the past. So he says, "Eicho yoshva b'dor yirabos yom oisa kalmono b'chu yisibche b'alaylo v'dimoso alechiyo." So he says, "B'chu yisibke b'alaylo" is referring to Klal Yisrael at the time of the Meraglim, that there were b'cha b'chiyah shochinim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm going to be ekva lechem b'chila deris." It means because you were boicha, you were moyes in Eretz Yisrael. So we may not be kaveh b'chila deris. So he says the Nesivus, he says that's what the pasuk is coming to say. Boicha yisibcha b'alayla back then, v'dima sa'alachiyos. Still the tears are on the cheeks. They're still moyes in Eretz HaKodesh. They still don't want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. So shver to live in Eretz Yisrael. And there's people that have kvetch about Eretz Yisrael. Just realize there shouldn't be moyes in Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the things to be misakin, certainly during the 3 weeks, something to. There's a. This is how it is in Eretz Yisrael. This is how you have to. Yeah, we know Eretz Yisrael makes us be Yisur. But not to be Moyes in Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, not to be Moyes Shema in Eretz Yisrael. It's a unique opportunity to be in Eretz Yisrael. And it's certainly one of those that are here, it's one of the masois. Chaval to not to hop around this maso, to use it to the best possible ability. So I think I heard. You're not supposed to stop in the masoris. That's what we're passing. You're supposed to say them all together. Because that's really a person's life. It's all the 42 masoris are really all one maso. You can't stop in the middle. Because you only sometimes after you turn around after all the masoris, you can turn around and see how they're all together. Like Megillas Esther. Only after the 9 years, however many years that it took, that they were able to see the whole sequence of events, that it started and with Vashti going to the Mishteh. And then with Vashti, and then with Yevgeni Melch Pekidim, and with Esther, and Bechulu, it was over the course of years. In a Chanam, you would have stopped in the middle and tried to figure out what's going on over here. You have no idea what's going on. What's Esther Amalka, this woman who hasn't seen the light of day because Mordechai didn't want to leave her out of the house, all of a sudden she's going to this port, this king. Well, what's going on? It doesn't make any sense. Bechal, she's in her 80s, or however old she was, the whole story doesn't make sense. Only after the fact that you're able to look back and see it. I just heard from two different people this week. Something very interesting, how they, looking back on their life, they were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in an exact situation or didn't put them somewhere because for the better. They weren't able to see it then, and one was a certain Mashgiach in Yeshiva. He said that he was, when he was a Bachar, he was here, he lived at a bunch of different places. He was in Kultur, he was in Panovich, he was in Chevron, he was in a bunch of, 4 different Yeshivas I think it was, when he was in Yeshiva Gedolah. In different places, each one for a certain amount of time. He was in Kulturo at a certain time, and the Magid Shir wasn't able to be there for 3 months. They brought in a Mahala Malkin, they brought in somebody to take over, and he gave Shir. And he was there at that time, this Bachar, who later turned Mashgiach. Afterwards, a number of years later, this Mashgiach opened his own yeshiva, and he called this Bachar to come to join the yeshiva. And later on, he got a job there, became the Mashgiach in the yeshiva. So because, for whatever it was, he was in that yeshiva at that time, when the Mamala Mokim wasn't there, he was jumping around from different yeshivas, but at the end of the day, it was what brought him at the end of the day to get his position that he's been for the last, I don't know how many years, probably 20 years, if not more. It happened to be I had a similar situation. When I was in yeshiva, and I was in yeshiva in America, my yeshiva wasn't feeling well 1 week. And somebody had tapes of Rav Asher on the sugya that we were learning, Mr. Chayes Din Zaisa, Davav and Sumas. That's what it was. And so there wasn't shiur, there was no shiur for a week or so, a week or two. So people were looking for other things. Somebody brought in shiurim. So in the as a nashim, a few people were listening to the shiurim. Kitzur, I was one of them. And I listened to the shiur. And after I heard the shiur, I said, that's where I'm going. That's it. If I wouldn't have been in the yeshiva, it was punked. There's no punked. It's punked that for ended up hearing those shiurim during the week where he wasn't feeling well. I'd been feeling well, I wouldn't have heard the shiurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways of exactly guiding people to exactly what it's supposed to be. The story that I heard from someone else this week is that he was trying for the past few years different things, different possibilities in different yeshivas, and it just wasn't working for no good reason. It really didn't seem like it, and he had connections, and for some reason didn't go. He just told me this past week that something opened up, mamash right next to his house, and they asked him to come, and it was much better. The location, the position, the everything is much better than he could have dreamed for had he gone to one of the other places. So we were pushing and connections and protection and everything to try to get in, and Bahul and Seganish. Had he been in any one of those places, he wouldn't have gotten the position. He was already taken by somebody else. But he wasn't. And Mamela, because it's Bahul at the end of the day. So in the middle of Masoyis, you don't see what's going on. Very often a person doesn't see what's going on in the middle of Masoyis. But it's all for a person's good, and a person should chapra and do, if it's not going, so do Vifl Makin, whatever it is. There's just one more Nikud I wanted to say. I think that there is. In every year, there's also Membeis Masoris. I think going throughout the year, there's also Membeis Masoris, and there's different times of the year, and there's different Yom Tovim. Every Yom Tov has its own Maso. Shabbat is their own Maso. The 3 weeks, the 9 days, Aser Yisrael Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Sim, Tisha B'Av, as opposed to the rest of the Tanaisim. Every Zman has its own Maso. And every Zman has the Yicheles for a person to grow. A lot of times, especially during the 3 weeks, it's the end of the Zman, it's very hot, it's so everything together, you can't listen to music, everything together, just wait till the weeks pass, and then, finished. Yaduah the Marsho in Bukhuris, I think it is, he's Mashveh, the 21 days of the 3 weeks, from Shavuos Batamas till Tisha B'Av, to the 21 days from Rosh Hashanah till Hoshana Rabbah. And he says that there is two different ways of coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes it's through the Yom Tovim, and sometimes it's through the Aseres Mitzvah, V'chulu, and the Simcha, and sometimes it's through the Avelis. But the two ways of getting the 21 days this way, 21 days that way. They both could be harnessed towards the way of Hashem. It's not just those days to just pass over and just that's it, finished. The Inyan of Atayinus is to, a lot of times, what's the Inyan of Atayinus? Get through first Seder, then you go to sleep till night, till Maariv, and then Mincha, Maariv, and you're gone, finished. Baruch Hashem, we got it. There's a little bit more, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Where it says somebody that's just fast, but to me you missed the purpose of the tainus. The purpose of the tainus is to put your gashmius dikitzrochim at bay to the side, that you should be able to focus on the ruchnius. So it's not just that, you know, it's hard to do it. Somebody told me about a certain regime in America. He would see that sometimes guys wouldn't be able to get out of shachris. They wouldn't be able to get out of bed in the morning on a tainus. If you know, Tainus is the Rabbanan, Talmud Torah is the Rast. Get into the basement. Go to eat breakfast and get into the basement. I don't think he was really telling them to eat, but he was telling them, trying to make a point. Don't use the Tainus as a day off. Don't use the Tainus as a. That's not the purpose. The purpose is today to take each matzo and to try to use it, utilize it to the best of our ability. What's the best of our ability? L'chol ha'pachas, to find out what's the inin, to find the part. Open up a Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Tehillah, something. Etvos. When it's coming to the days to try to chaperine epis a little bit from every single tkufa, we should be able to use each one of the masoyis to the best of our ability.